A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich is a movie that I saw when I was about 14 years old. It made a huge impression on me that remains with me today. The movie, based on a book by Alice Childress, is about a 13-year-old boy, Benji, who's hooked on heroin. The story is about the effect that his addiction has on him and the people in his life. Benji tries over and over to kick his addiction, and he keeps failing. Now, I remember, towards the end of the movie, Benji standing outside on the stoop. He says to his dad that he thinks that he can beat his heroin addiction if his dad would just believe in him. And his dad says to him, "Son, you got to be able to do this even if nobody believes in you." At 14 years old, I was suddenly struck with the realization that there would, in fact, be times in life when I would be called on to generate being the wind beneath my own wings. Imagine. Even now, years later, I challenge myself to rely on myself and to remember to be my own cheerleading squad. Are you your biggest fan? Are you your most loyal supporter? Do you believe in you? I challenge you to ask yourself this question. Are you determined to make a difference in your life for you? Think about that one. It's easy to believe in someone else believing in you, isn't it? It's easier to go the distance when the fans in the stands are cheering you on and you can jump on their bandwagon and ride their coattail to your victory. But in the absence of that kind of agreement and support, do you believe in you? Are you inspired by you? Are you your own hero? Are you determined to make a difference in your life for you? I talk with people all the time about the different challenges that they face. One of the things that strikes me as a rather universal phenomena is that we, you and I, for the most part, do not allow ourselves to rely on ourselves and be inspired by the stuff that we ourselves are made of. We don't allow ourselves to stop and appreciate the ability we have to break through anything. In the face of any obstacle, you have the ability to cause any miracle. Instead of believing in ourselves and being self-determined, we kind of pull the masses to see if they think we got what it takes. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't have some pretty terrific support, and yet there are those moments in life, let's just face it, when it's just you and you alone. And in those moments, what do you say to you? In those moments, who are you for you? And in those moments, what can you count on from you? Are you determined to make a difference in your life for you? Until you're willing to believe in yourself and rely on yourself, until you can be someone who's determined to make it happen with or without someone else, until you can depend on yourself to be your own hero, there will always be a limit on what you can accomplish. You will always be in a state of dependency. You will always be lacking. In the movie, Benji's dad was committed to Benji coming to the realization that the moment he stopped looking for the hero outside of himself, that would be the exact moment that he would discover that he could rely on his own self-determination. He knew that self-determination was what Benji needed to cause his own personal breakthrough and the miracle that he needed to break his own addiction. Be willing to be the champion of your own cause, whether or not there's somebody else coming. And consider that when you're unwilling to rely on yourself, unwilling to be inspired by who you are, unwilling to muster up self-determination, somehow you're undermining your capacity to be whole and complete. And in the absence of you being whole and complete for yourself, you'll be limited in your ability to contribute to others. Being whole allows for the possibility of being there for someone else. Today, you may or may not be dealing with something as dramatic as a 13-year-old wanting with every fiber in his being to beat a heroin addiction, but you're dealing with something. We're all dealing with something, and maybe you're dealing with wanting to break the grip of a bad habit, maybe. Or maybe you're wrestling with making the right decision about something. Maybe you're just bored or sick or tired. Perhaps there's something that you're uncertain about and you want to make the right decision. Stay or go, move up or move out, take the risk or play it safe. Whatever it is, in the middle of all that you're dealing with, today is the opportunity for you to believe in yourself. Whatever you're dealing with, today is your opportunity to reach deep down inside and determine that you will make it through. You will survive. Today, take a moment to remember the stuff that you're made of. Today, tap into who you are and discover the limitlessness of your own ability. Today, whether or not there's somebody else coming, whether or not there are fans in the stands, with or without someone else, you've got everything that it takes to make it happen, to make anything happen now, if you'll simply believe in you.